Sacked by the Prime Minister, but many are asking if he should have gone earlier. On Monday, Rishi Sunak ordered an investigation into allegations Conservative Party Chairman Nadeem Zahawi paid $6 million, including a penalty, to settle a dispute with the tax authorities known as HMRC. Now he's written to Zahawi saying, following the completion of the independent advisor's investigation, the findings of which he has shared with us both, it is clear that there's been a serious breach of the ministerial code. The report criticises Zahawi for several failings. He didn't mention an HMRC investigation started in 2021 in his register of interests until last summer. That was after then Prime Minister Boris Johnson had made him Chancellor of the Exchequer. Last October, when Rishi Sunak appointed him party chair and minister without portfolio, Zahawi failed to mention he'd paid a penalty. Following his sacking, many in the area Zahawi represents in Parliament were scathing.
I think it brings shame on the town, shame on the country. And shame on the party that he represents.
Well, I think it's obviously called for. If he's tried to brush things under the carpet and not declared certain things, then it's obviously deserved, isn't it?
Speaking on Thursday, the Prime Minister insisted he acted as soon as any concerns were raised.
Well, when I appointed Nadeem Zahawi to his current job, no issues were raised with me about that appointment. It's really important to say. But because Nadeem Zahawi himself put a statement into the public domain and there was other reporting, there are questions to answer, and that's why I asked the independent advisor to conduct an investigation to fully establish the facts.
But the opposition Labour Party says it's not good enough.
I think it does speak to his weakness that it's taken him so long to act. But this isn't just about Nadeem Zahawi. We had Suella Braverman, who also brought the ministerial code and then was appointed back into government as Home Secretary.
A cross-party committee in Parliament concluded that reappointment set a dangerous precedent when it comes to how breaches of the ministerial code are dealt with. Now questions are being asked about how much Rishi Sunak knew of Nadeem Zahawi's investigation by the tax authorities and when.
Still on the horizon, an investigation into numerous complaints of bullying by Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab. And a parliamentary inquiry into whether Boris Johnson misled the House of Commons over drinking sessions held during pandemic lockdowns, known as the Partygate scandal. The Prime Minister took office promising integrity and accountability. Those themes won't be disappearing for a while. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.